An incident like this demonstrates why there's literally no money in this country. It was a civil question, it was a necessary question to ask, and there was nothing offensive or discriminatory about it.
So you think it was a fair question?
Of course.
Over the years, sitting through interviews, can you understand why a man would ask a question like that? Are you married? Do you have kids? You must be very busy.
Obviously, if you're working with a member of the government, they require somebody to be there in hours that might not be suitable for somebody who's working at the home. So it's perfectly logical.
Why isn't it suitable for someone that also works in the home?
Because they have to work late. I mean, politicians work very late.
Long hours.
And sometimes what people will deem unsocial hours.
Some people might say that your attitude is old-fashioned. What would you say
to them? I don't care whether it's old-fashioned or not. These type of rules and regulations are totally contrary to economic efficiency. And if this country hopes to have money to pay for its social services, its health service, education, we'll have to rid ourselves of these inefficient and unproductive practices.
Would you ask those type of questions in an interview?
Of course.
And you think there's nothing wrong with
that? Not at all.
I was a single mother. I just have one son. And when I returned to work after he was born, about 6 months later, I applied for a promotion. And when I went for the interview, they thought, you know, that I had all the qualifications for the job, but they worried about me being an unmarried mother.
That came up in the interview process.
Yeah,
they said that.
They said they worried about me being an unmarried mother. And I said, what was there to worry about in relation to that? And how did that affect my work? And they said, well, you know, if you're, it was an all men.
It was a male environment.
Yeah, it was. And they said, well, you know, if your son gets sick and has to go to hospital, what will you do? And I said, you know, if your son gets sick and goes to hospital, what will you do? And he said, well, I have a wife to take care of that kind of thing. It was hard to hear, and it took another 6 months for me to get that promotion. And I only got it because at the time my union fought for it.
So if it wasn't for the trade union?
I wouldn't have got that, no. They spent 6 months, my trade union representative said to me, I was doing the job.
And you were doing it well.
He said, keep doing the supervisor's job, keep doing it well, do everything that the supervisor, that you've been doing. And in 6 months' time, they offered me the job, but only because the trade union said they take people outside the gate. Story of my life in every respect.
Do you think young women today still have to fight just to be equal?
I think so. I think it might even be harder. I found now, I was 23 when I had Philip, and I found being blonde was a massive obstacle.
Really?
Oh,
being
yeah.
A blonde lady?
Oh, yeah. It was like, really? It was like you weren't expected to have any intelligence. And I think now, the whole body consciousness and clothes and how a woman is supposed to look, in difference to how our bodies are actually made to look, I think that that's excruciatingly hard for women. I think it's hard on men too. You know, massive attention to bodies and
so it's all about image.
Shape,
it's all about
and
optics.
Image and yeah, and what's inside, you know, the soul, the heart, the character, the personality.
All the ability to do the job.
It's been lost.
There's 9 grounds that you can't actually speak about in interview panels. I think he was very ill-advised to actually go into an interview that without the proper training. And it was a disgraceful comment and very demeaning. And I think it's all down to training and knowledge how to interview people.
What sort of things have happened to people you've known?
Well, they'd be asked for circumstances like that. But again, to be strong enough to more or less say no comment, they don't want to speak about it.
What message does this send out to young people, to young women and even young men? Do we still live in a man's world?
To a point we do. I think it's changing slowly, but there's still a lot long way to go, as far as I'm concerned. And again, it's a lot to do with education and how they, even in schools, how they educate the young people. And even in situations like that, with interviews, they need to be trained. If somebody asks such an inappropriate question, how to deal with that question.
Well, I think it was a silly question to ask, since men aren't asked it. to be honest with you. It's an unfair sort of question. Actually, the way to solve that would be to ask men the same question.
So just say to men, are you married? Do you have children?
Exactly. I think it's a legitimate question. If it's legitimate for women, it's legitimate for men. And that would solve an awful lot of problems. With men getting paternity leave, you know, if they have babies, they're entitled to a few weeks off.
I don't think the taxpayer should pay the $7,500. He should pay it out
you
of his pocket.
John Halligan should pay the $7,500?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why should we pay? I think he should pay it, and if he pays it and apologises on air, then I think we should let it go this time.
Do you feel over the years that men in interview situations have asked you awkward or inappropriate questions?
Well, I'm from a different generation, and I was well able for anyone that did. So I think a lot of the young women today, I think they should have been better equipped at the time, you know?
So when you were much younger,
yeah,
during an interview process, would a man say that? Would he say, are you married? Do you have children?
He probably would, and he'd probably whistle at you and everything, but it was all kind of in jest. I think it's probably gone completely over the top now. They're coming out of the woodwork. Like, that's ridiculous. I think women should have been, over the years, better able to stick up for themselves as well, you know? Like, but when you walked down the street and somebody whistled at you, it was a compliment. There was no... Yeah.
So when you were wolf whistled at, it was considered a compliment?
Yeah, but that's many years ago.
I think there is an element of PC gone mad, but at the same time I can understand from the female side of it, being asked questions, not just female, but anybody's side of it, being asked those kind of questions which are more family, personal life, which shouldn't affect your role. So they're relevant in a conversational perspective, but maybe not in an interview perspective, but I can understand that.
Being a man,
both sides.
Have you ever been asked in an interview, are you married? Do you have kids?
Not that I can remember, no.
It's absolute rubbish. You can't say boo now. A man can't touch you now, and the girls are crying. Am I on the radio?
You are.
What annoys me about all this, they go along with it because it suits them to get to such a place high up, step in the ladder. When they've made it, then they call foul. That's what annoys me.
When you were in the workforce, when you were working,
yes,
in interview situations, would men ask questions like that? Are you married? Do you have children?
The women didn't work as much as the young girls today. So that question would never arise. Whereas
because you'd
now,
be interviewed before you got
absolutely,
married.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And when you got married, if you were a civil servant, you'd have to stop working.
Yes. Or teachers kept on. Yes. That happened to my sisters. They all had to leave work. But it's really gone beyond. It's absolutely pure rubbish. You can't say boo now.
So
and
you're
crying.
Saying you can't say boo to a goose?
No, you said it. Absolutely.
Is it appropriate to ask personal questions during an interview?
But why not? Why? What's wrong with that? I'd have no problem with anyone asking me that. Absolutely.
Do you feel equal being a woman?
Absolutely.
Completely equal?
Yes, but why not? Why? You mean my husband now, we're 55 years married. Actually, I think I work harder than him. When I see my daughter-in-laws out and coming home in the evenings, now my son is very good, they cook, they share, they get on better. But God, it's a tough life for them, for the girls.